Pittsburgh, I love ya. This is Brian Edward, and you're listening to Berg Vivant, Pittsburgh's cultural talk magazine, delivered digitally, straight up, shaken, and stirred. Tonight's broadcast brought to you by our spectacular sponsors and strategic partners, Zafalo's Banquet and Event Center, Carnegie, Pennsylvania, one of the most beautiful and unique venues in the greater Pittsburgh area for weddings, corporate dinners, fundraisers, and more. Visit clubzafalo.com. Off the Wall Theater, enlivening, educating, and entertaining audiences in the Pittsburgh region. View their current season at insideoffthewall.com. Arcade Comedy Theater, hosting local and national comedians, sketch comedy, improv, and more. 811 Liberty Avenue, downtown. Be sure to like them on Facebook or find them at arcadecomedytheater.com. Berg Vivant is a proud supporter of Firefly Arts, creating opportunities and support for families living with autism through innovative arts programming. You can learn more and show your support at fireflyarts.org. Katie and Blake, Blake and Katie, Mr. and Mrs. Lightholder, a duo of producers here, the creators of Jack and Emma, or is it Emma and Jack?
Jack and Emma.
Jack and Emma, which is a web series that may hopefully become quite a bit more than that. How did this begin? How does one create a web series?
As we both breathe in to answer.
Well, creating a web series and how this began are probably two different things. I mean, in my mind, it was probably over a year ago, Katie said, would you ever want to write a web series together? And I was like, I don't know, maybe. And in my mind, I'm thinking, no, not really. But a month or so later, she came back and said, we're going to make a web series. And we're going to do it together, and you're going to help me write it.
So you're the boss.
So I said, okay.
Well,
her name usually goes first.
What is the background? Do you screenwriting, film?
What's your background?
I do a variety of writing. Mm-hmm. I work in advertising, and so I do writing for that, and I do other writing for other things on the side. And when she decided that this is what she wanted to do, work in comedy, I said, "Well, I've never written comedy before, so I don't know if I could even do it. You know, let alone do we have the drive and everything for it." But her background is much deeper in this kind of thing.
My background's very deep. Mm-hmm. Very serious.
Have you worked as an actress before?
Yes, I have.
Indeed.
Yeah, I'm an actor, but I was a producer. Well, kind of went acting in high school, and before that, went to college for video production, became like an associate producer and a producer after that, and then got back into acting after doing the behind the scenes stuff. So I've done both of it, and now I get to combine those skills and experiences, and I love that.
Well, web series, it's sort of a newer format of entertainment. What attracted you to that?
Well, I had done a web series before with Chris Prexta. I produced The Mercury Men with him.
Oh, yes, yes.
And we had a really good experience with that. That got picked up by sci-fi.com and had a lot of a big fan base is what I'm trying to say. And people really responded well to it. And, you know, short episodes with everybody's short attention span now is quite appropriate. So I thought web series, it's a way to get your work out there and you don't have to spend a ton of money to do it.
Her dream had always been to work on a comedy and to work in Pittsburgh. And so I think she got to a point where it was like, well, why wait? Let's just do it. And web series was the right medium for it.
And it can be done. I mean, you've seen a lot of success with Mercury Men, and it can be done anywhere you like. So one does not necessarily need to be in New York or in Hollywood to produce a successful web series then.
And in fact, you may have a better luck doing it in a smaller city that's not New York or LA, because you'll get more support. People are gung-ho to work on it because this is exciting for them. Mm-hmm. It doesn't happen a lot around them. The people in New York and LA, they're inundated with that stuff. It's normal to them, and they're like, you got to pay me to use this location. You got to pay me to be an extra. And people here are just very generous, and they're excited to do it and help you out and do something different.
Now, I shouldn't want to imply at all that this is something easy to do, but it seems that in some ways it may be more accessible to do it independently. Oh, yeah. And I think that because of that, a lot of people may do it. So what does it really take to make a web series successful?
Well, you have to be willing to let it take over your life for a while. For the past year, we've just been swimming in it.
Yeah, how's that working out for you guys?
Oh,
we're still married.
Yeah, I mean, congratulations.
That's
on
a miracle.
That. Right, right.
That's a key plot point, so we have to make sure that holds up. Mm.
It's tiring. It's tiring, but when you love what you're doing, it's okay. Mm-hmm. You know, we have day jobs. We go to our day jobs, and on the way home, we work. Then at home, we work. We wake up and work, and then we go to our day jobs, and we do it all over again. So we're a little bit burnt out right now, but it's paying off because we're getting a lot of good feedback. And I think maybe in a different angle of answering your question, you do have to know some people in town that have a camera, know how to light things, might hold up boomstick for you, and then know how to cast the roles. Mm-hmm. You know, we went through the whole process just like a normal TV show would. We sent out casting notices. We had many, 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 many rounds of casting. You know, we found the location, which happened to be our house, and got the crew and made schedules and, you know, all the legwork that goes into it.
There are definitely different kinds of web series. There are, you know, talking to the camera, talking head type web series. And then we treated ours almost like, we did treat it like a regular sitcom type TV show, single cam TV show, you know, more of a full scale production.
Mm-hmm. I would say single cam, not
right.
sitcom.
And we should mention that we technically are on set right now.
Yes.
This is your very lovely home where you filmed the web series.
Yeah, a couple. And,
the mini series. We should probably differentiate between what we've done, the first 10 to 12 episodes, or what we call the mini series. Mm-hmm. And then we're doing that as kind of a ramp up or a lead in to the full scale half hour episodes.
Those,
more interactive.
Yeah, those will be different. They'll be shot more like a single cam comedy, like New Girl, Modern Family, where you see the characters are standing up, walking around on set, you know, not interview style.
It's real life situations.
Yeah.
Do you see this really growing as an entertainment format? I mean, because now you can watch shows, I mean, purely online or just purely on Netflix rather than waiting for them to come on week to week. Do you feel you're on the cusp of, you know, the cutting edge of entertainment here?
Well, I do in a way, and I'll give you an example. You know, as we're getting this out there, we're emailing everybody we know and telling them about it. And I emailed a producer I know in LA, and he was like, yeah, I'll take a look at it, you know. Whether or not we like it, this is the way things are headed. You know, this is a guy who's directed big time stuff. So if he thinks that's the way things are heading, then
and he's from LA, that's always good to
he's
say.
He's from LA.
Sorry, from LA
yeah,
said that.
Exactly. So I do. I think this is a big deal. You see a lot of actors who are names doing their own web series because they want to do their own thing.
It's becoming the mainstream, and there are so many people now who, I mean, I feel like every other week there's an article in the paper about what cable companies are doing to combat the people who are cutting the cord, and they're going strictly to online entertainment. Mm-hmm. And we find ourselves competing for viewership. I shouldn't use that term because that's not what we're doing, but, you know, we are now competing with Jerry Seinfeld for the same eyes, you know, on our web series. And we're also watching comedians in cars getting coffee, which is great. And I don't want to, you know, say anything to the, I mean, there's enough bandwidth out there on the internet
right.
that everybody can watch everything
and watch it whenever they want, because if they had put you on TV, even if they gave you prime time, you'd still be competing with maybe Jerry Seinfeld if he was on at 9 o'clock,
right,
too,
where the bandwidth is limited there on the internet. You know, you can watch as much as you want whenever you want.
Yeah. I mean, that's kind of Berg Vivant's mentality, too, I guess. We probably wouldn't exist if, you know, technology and viewers weren't, you know, in the mode that they are now. But is it safe to say that Jack and Emma are somewhat based on the two of you?
Hmm.
A bit.
A little bit. A bit.
Tell me
sure.
a little bit about the premise of the show itself.
So Jack and Emma moved to LA right after graduating high school. That was everybody knew that they were most likely to become famous, as you know, they were nominated in the yearbook, and so they get married and move to LA right away to start their career together in show business and spend the next 12 years falling flat on their face. We didn't do that, fortunately, but we came very close to moving there a few years back, probably 6 or 7 years ago. Katie was actually offered a job in California, and we thought about it and came very close to doing it, but didn't. Decided to stay in Pittsburgh, and so this is kind of what our life could have been to a degree if we had gone.
Very comedic version of it. Though none of the friends are based off of any of our friends.
The names and faces have been changed to protect the guilty.
That's right.
Yeah. Okay.
That's right. Though they do have some similar characteristics. Like all of our friends now have kids, have started a family. We're like the last ones left in our immediate friend group that have no kids. And so everybody's kind of looking at us like, oh, maybe they have, mommy problems.
Yeah, what's wrong with them?
You know,
but, I mean, maybe they just don't want to. Possibly them. Do all this and be parents at the same time?
I don't know how.
Maybe if we could afford a nanny somehow. We can barely make dinner for ourselves as it is, just as we're like, okay, yeah. You make dinner, I'll do some work. I'll clean up, you do some work. You know, it's just, it's intense trying to get everything together. But
yeah. I can imagine. And again, and now you two, essentially, you play, well, I don't want to say play yourselves in the series, but you play Jack and Emma.
We do. Mm-hmm.
And
he's Jack.
I did assume, pardon me for presuming, but, and again, these are all Pittsburgh actors, Pittsburgh talent.
Yes.
And great, I mean, we have such a fantastic casting pool here. Why go anywhere else?
That's how I feel. You know, we had we had very tough competition when we had people sending in video auditions. That's why we ended up doing so many different rounds, because we went back and forth and back and forth.
Wow.
But yeah, we are in love with the Pittsburgh actors. And
that's part of the reason why we have so many characters. We have a lot of characters in the show.
We just kept adding them in, actually. We were like, there would be a bit part in the pilot, and we were like, that's gotta be a main character. So we have, you know, a 10 character cast, because everybody's just so interesting.
We're still adding reoccurring characters.
Yes.
Oh, might there be a role, perhaps, for a well-dressed... talk show host who's fond of martinis. Just throwing it out there.
I think there's definitely room for
just,
that.
You know, planting that seed.
I don't know. Is he good looking?
I'll leave that up looking. To, you know, your agent and my agent to decide.
But, we'll have our people talk.
Yeah. Have your people call my people. Do lunch with my answering machine. You know, that's how it goes. But I would guess that a lot of the conflict in this comes from this pair dealing with, you know, being the only non-parents. But where else do you see a lot of conflict and drama and comedy come from in this setup?
Well, we love ensemble casts that are comedies on TV, like we mentioned Modern Family and different shows like that, where you just kind of look forward to every single scene because, you know, the characters in it are so well developed and they're quirky. So we're big on the quirky comedy. That's where a lot of the comedy comes in, is very character driven. As far as the drama, what do you think?
Well, not only are Jack and Emma dealing with the fact that everybody else is having kids when they haven't, but they've also been kind of living in this dream world for the last 10 to 12 years of their lives. And so they don't even know what it's like to be real adults. And so it's going to be a bit of a fish out of water experience for them when they come back and they have to have real full-time 40-hour-a-week jobs and things like that.
Mm-hmm. Now, the show, of course, it's filmed in Pittsburgh, uses all Pittsburgh talent, is set in a fictitious town called Oaktown. But are there similarities between Oaktown and Pittsburgh?
We'll just drive down the street sometimes and be like, we need to put that in the show. You know, something we'll see, something we'll hear somebody say.
And the name was not an accident either, between Oakdale, Oakland.
Oakville.
There's a lot of oaks growing around here.
Where the golf tournament every year is.
Oakmont.
Oakmont, yeah.
Indeed, yes.
How could I forget? I'm such a huge golf fan.
Are you?
No.
No. Okay. But, the characters are pretty colorful. Tell me about some of your actors.
Well, my brother is actually one of the actors. He had to audition for the role. He wasn't just handed.
Make him work. That's good.
You know, you gotta feel like you earned it.
Yeah.
Yes. And he plays Mailman Greg. Mailman Greg is a very creepy mailman who is always kind of sneaking around. And he's part of a larger organization called the Mailman Surveillance Agency. So they're making sure that the country stays safe by spying on everybody while they deliver the mail.
That's very hilariously uncomfortable. I
like. Yes. Yeah. So whenever you get somebody else's package in your mail, it might not have been a mistake. You know, just throwing that out there.
You're educating as well as amusing us. This is very good.
Yes. So watch out. That's one of the characters.
We've got Katie's sister in the show, or Emma's sister, I should say, Marie, who's very polar opposite of Emma. She's very driven, very ambitious. She's the highest grossing sales rep at her firm, and she's
played by Claire Schiappelli.
And she's married in the show to her husband Dane, who's a bit of a man child,
and Joseph James
took a trip to Africa that has defined his James entire Dane. Life ever since. Very life defining moment for him, and so he's searching for that deep rooted connection with the rest of humanity and all everyday life.
Yeah. What do you think your viewers are going to relate to most in this show?
Well, one thing that we found, even just from this miniseries, is people tend to gravitate towards one character, and because there are so many, they're all kind of different from each other, people tend to gravitate toward one that relates to them. Mm-hmm.
People have said, I like this person. I don't care as much for that person, but I love this person over here.
And it's all different.
And it's always different.
Always different.
Every time it's a different set of feedback.
Yeah.
Where ultimately do you see this project leading?
Well, we might both have different answers to that question. What my ultimate dream would be is to either get picked up by somebody and still be able to keep a lot of the control, the creative control over it, and then they would fund it, you know, or have enough viewership on like a YouTube or something like that where we could just keep it going ourselves. And I would like to do 23-minute, which is half hour, TV shows. So that's one way I'd see it going. Do you have another thought on that?
I mean, it's hard for us to see too far beyond the first season at this point. You know, we have probably 6 to 7 episodes planned at minimum for first season, and we're putting most of our efforts right now toward the pilot because we want coming out of the gate, you know, to put our best foot forward. We want our first episode to be strong, and so that's what
it will be.
That's
there's a dance scene in it. I'm just saying.
we'll be there for it. And I have checked my schedule. I am available for seasons 1 through 6. Okay. As that Mr. Drysdale character, or you know, whatever you come up
fantastic.
With.
Fantastic.
Again, just
do you dance?
Putting it out there. For you guys, I would cut a rug.
Then you're in.
I certainly would. Now,
should we audition him right now?
Do you wanna?
Yeah, well, yes. What would one need to do to audition?
So you're at the post office.
Okay.
And Jack and Emma come in, and Jack is a screenwriter. Okay. So Jack has written a screenplay, and you happen to notice that he's mailing a screenplay out to some agents in Los Angeles because he still hasn't given up on his dream, and you want to give him some advice. You have no background in this whatsoever, but
I'm a postal worker.
You're just a customer.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, you're the customer.
Yeah, okay. You're in line behind him, and you need to give him some advice about his script, which you know nothing about. And what would you say just to start a conversation with him?
You're a writer.
Yeah.
I fancy myself a writer as well. Yeah.
Oh, great. What do you write?
Oh, movies and poems from time to time.
Movies and poems?
Yeah. Sometimes cool. Movies about poems and poems in movies. Yeah. Uh-huh. How long have you been at it?
At what?
Writing.
Oh, well, this script right here took me about 2 months to
Whoa.
Put together. Yeah. It's an action movie.
Now you're really dedicated to that one, huh?
Well... You know, it takes a lot of movies a lot longer.
Yeah, you got to be turning those out in about a day and a half.
Okay.
You know?
A day and a half?
Time management. That's what
you
really good.
How long should a poem take me?
Oh, poem. You write that in the John. You know? So that all depends on how long you usually take in there. Mm-hmm. I don't want to, you know, presume, but, you know, you got to be focused. Especially if you're sending it off somewhere. I assume you want somebody to read that.
I do.
You know, yeah. I myself may... I'd be happy to take a crack at that for you. Maybe do a little editing work. You know, like I said, I've written a few.
You've written a few. What kind of things do you focus on? What's your genre?
I like to write for something that can be produced. You know, I write for the market. My last piece, Bikini Widow, was a beach biopic. And I submitted it to a company in LA, and I called them up after I had sent it, and you know what they told me?
What's that?
We'll call you back.
Did they?
Not yet.
When was that?
Maybe about 6 months or so ago, you know, but I made contact. See, you gotta be proactive.
Mm-hmm.
That's how it is.
You talk to somebody?
I believe it was secretary.
Okay.
But she was in the building next to the building where the producer was.
Did she read it?
I don't know.
Bikini Widow.
Bikini Widow. Remember that.
I'd pay money to see
Remember that.
That.
It's really out there.
Good. And cut.
Thank
nice
you.
Nice job.
Yeah.
Good audition.
So there's your season three opener right there.
That's fun. Bikini Widow.
Mm-hmm.
I might steal it.
You may. Just, you know, credit old Brian Edward in there. But, you know, on the subject of characters, I did have the privilege of speaking to some of your characters. The
did
characters
you?
From the show. Yes. Here in Oakton.
Okay.
Berg Vivant did pay a visit and...
did that go okay?
It went. Yeah, we learned some things.
Who did you talk to?
We talked to Krish, who seems a little jaded. He may have a chip on his shoulder.
Or did he just...
You know, he was there when we got there, and we kind of just went with it. We also talked to Kirsten, who was delightful. And... we kept the martinis flowing.
She drank.
You know, I think her opinion on that changed throughout our conversation. And we also talked to, oh my goodness, Kirsten's friend.
Would it be either Jen or Maddie?
It was Maddie. We spoke with Maddie, who was verbose. And had quite a bit to say, but we really...
She's the unofficial mayor of Oaktown.
Ah, that's a very good way to put it. But we had a ball chatting with them. And looked to keep up with their adventures on the Jack and Emma show. So if somebody wanted to get involved and help support this, how could they do that?
First of all, could like our Facebook page, because we would love them for doing that. It's Jack and Emma Series. You just type that in when you're in Facebook. They could also email us. It's info@jackandemmaseries.com. And we would definitely get back to them. You know, we are always, if you're an actor and you want to submit headshots, please feel free to do that. If you're in production, you want to be on the crew, send your info in and we'll see if we can work together.
Mm-hmm. And most importantly, how can we watch this?
Yes.
Where can we watch it?
JackandEmmaSeries.com.
There we go.
That's our website. We're also on YouTube, starting to get up on Vimeo. There's going to be a lot of different outlets, but always JackandEmmaSeries.com will have the most up-to-date stuff. And we post them as soon as they're released, they're posted on Facebook. So you'll get up-to-date stuff if you like us
Very
on Facebook.
Very good. Well, we'll be looking forward to keeping up with their adventures.
Well, thank you so much.
Thank you. It was a pleasure being here and chatting with you, all of you. In closing, we would like to once again thank our spectacular sponsors and strategic partners, Off the Wall Theater, Cefalo's Banquet and Events Center, Carnegie, Pennsylvania, Arcade Comedy Theater, Downtown, and Berg Vivant is a proud supporter of Firefly Arts, creating opportunities and support for families living with autism through innovative arts programming. Find out more and show your support at fireflyarts.org. And be sure to follow Pittsburgh's Cultural Talk Magazine online. You can find Berg Vivant, the It in Pittsburgh, on Facebook, Twitter, or subscribe for free at www.bergvivant.com. This is Brian Edwards saying cheers and good night.